Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Monday, the seventh day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Yitzi Sprung of Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Sprung slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishavirach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Sprung to learn more about his wonderful community in Chicago. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Lechavod. With great honor, Rabbi Sprung.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everybody. I want to share a short thought that reflects the, let's say, deeper meaning of social distancing. So everybody knows that there is a terrific difficulty in being alone. And this is really epitomized in the social distancing that we have to take upon ourselves today. But I want to tell you about a halacha of social distancing. Because it actually turns out that in the fourth chapter of Masechet Brachot, the tractate of blessings and tefillot and of prayers, the Talmud over there says that if someone is praying, you cannot sit down within four amot, within social distancing measures, about 6 to 8 feet of that person while they're praying. And the great Ra'ah, Rabbeinu Aaron Halevi, who was a medieval commentary on the Talmud, a teacher of the great Ritva, he tells us that you cannot be within four amot, within about 6 to 8 feet of a person who's praying and sit down in any direction. And the reason for that is not that you will distract them, because if you're behind them, they won't notice. The reason is that that person is enveloped right now by the Shrina, by God's presence. And if you go within that person's short space, if you're right next to them, it's like you're getting in between them and God. They're in the middle of a private conversation. They're enveloped. They're being hugged by Hashem, so to speak. This is an amazing, beautiful idea. You know, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik, has a beautiful little note that he said once about feeling like the Shechina, the divine presence, was with him. He said, "There are times at night when I feel as if someone, the divine presence, is standing behind me, bending himself to look over my shoulder to peer into the Talmudic text at the topic I am studying at that moment. At times, he nods his head in agreement with the explanation I am attempting to develop. If I have been able to survive what has happened to me during the past 3 years since my wife died on the 11th of Adar 25727, it is only because I relate to the principle of Torah from heaven, not merely as an article of faith, but also as a living and tangible reality. Every single day, if we pray three times a day, it's like we are hugged by God. He expresses his love to us during that time. And if we study Torah, same thing happens. Even though it is so hard to be away from people and to stay physically distant from them, it's such a great comfort that we can put in the effort to have a close relationship with God and to feel that he is so close to us, hugging us. No one can come between that." With that, please join me in slowly reciting three chapters of Psalms of Tehillim. We're going to say Prakim Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. That's chapters 23, 121, and 130. Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheni v'magalei tzedek v'man shemo, Gam ki eilech b'gei tzamavet lo irada ki atayim adi Shivtecha umishan techa, hema yenachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged, sorerai. Dishanta vashemen roshi, kosi revaya. Achtov achesed, yedefuni kol yemei chayai. Vishavti bevet Adonai liorech yamim. Let's move over to chapter Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalot, esaynai el harim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai, ose shamayim vares. Al yitein lamot raglecha, ayanum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan. Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomeracha, Adonai Tzilacha, Ayad Yirinecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach v'alayla. Adonai Yishmorcha mikol ra, Yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor teitcha uvoecha. Ve'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir amalot mima'amakim k'oticha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli t'yanaznacha kashuvot l'kol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmorya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcha hasilicha lema'an tivarei. Ki viti Adonai kivata nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi la'Adonai v'shomrim la'boker, shomrim la'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai ha'chesed v'harbei imo fedud. V'hu yifteet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Mishe beirach avotin Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron David v'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirape et hacholim. בעבור שאנחנו מתפללים בעבורם, בזכותו הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, רחמימם ורפאותם ולהחזיקם ולהחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה רפואת שלמה מן השמיים בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השבה עגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנטורים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאים מצר לרווחה ומאפל על האורה ומשיבו בגאולה השעה בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Sprung. As we transition into the next portion of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Oh, excellent. Thank God. We're doing really, really well. Everybody is just... Not that there haven't been challenges, of course. Not that there aren't many, many challenges, of course. But everybody's grown up. You know, thank God I'm blessed to have little kids at home, and they have grown so much. And even in the community, like, you can just see people are just getting ever more creative with ways to connect and, you know, with each other, with Hashem. And I think it just keeps people, you know, doing just as well as possible.
Hashem, we're certainly happy to hear, and we've seen a lot of creativity and innovation come out of this demand in particular. So to get us started, for listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible, please, to share with us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Sure. So I'm the assistant rabbi at Or Torah, which is the greatest OU synagogue, obviously, in the whole country, the whole world. It's located in Skokie, Illinois. It's a really, really wonderful shul. Got over some 400 families, and you know, thank God it's very stereotypically Midwestern in terms of like how welcoming and warm it is. So, you know, my wife and I, we came over from New York, and we heard over and over again, it's going to be like, oh, people in the Midwest are so warm. And they really are. It's just like a really warm community. It's large, it's diverse, but also there's a real like hometown feeling to it. It's great show. Thank God. Great community.
That's amazing. I can't comment on whether it's the number one OU show or not. Just avoid myself getting into trouble.
I took a poll. It's like number. It's statistically proven.
It's a done deal. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, at least say that the warmth of the people will make up for the winters in September.
Yeah.
Next question for you is: what motivated you? What drove you to go into the rabbinate, and more specifically, become a pulpit rabbi?
That is an excellent question. The very, very short answer is a combination of nature and nurture. But the slightly longer, very short answer is that there's really nothing more joyful and meaningful than teaching Torah and helping Torah become a reality for people and in our society. I think that's pretty much the main job of a pulpit rabbi. You teach Torah and you try to help Torah be realized and help people realize the Torah for themselves as a community. So nothing better than that.
Certainly so. And you have a great partner and mentor, Rabbi Engel, to do it together with the truly wonderful shul.
Absolutely.
Last question for you today, Rabbi Trun. So you alluded this a moment before about the creativity we're seeing, the innovation. So when we think about our communities, and there's been a lot of chatter about this, about, you know, what, how our schools, how our communities are going to change, hopefully change for the better, whatever the new normal would be. It seems to be, at least thinking positively, that there's a light at the end of the tunnel with the news of all of the various companies that are manufacturing the vaccines. And we hope, please God, we'll be cautiously optimistic that we'll get to see these in the near future. So what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and the broader Jewish community and what we look towards as Rosh Hashanah, a post-COVID-19 world?
That's a great question. I think that there has really been a lot of positivity that's come out of this, despite, obviously, all the of really serious challenges. I think that the greatest benefit is going to be the spiritually sensitive people. I think that in every community there, you know, there's going to be people who really take to heart how much they want to be with other people, how much it means to be a community, to be like an Am Yisrael, to be in a Beit Knesset, a place of gathering for the Jewish people. And I think that even though most of us might struggle to feel appreciative for, you know, what it means to be together after this passes, God willing, you know, hopefully it'll pass. And I think for most of us, it'll be very hard to remember. We'll forget very quickly what this is like. But some people are going to really, really internalize how important it is to be together. And that's going to have a lasting impact because they're going to have an influence on the rest of us. I think that's going to happen everywhere. I think they're going to be people who have a lasting influence for all of us because they're internalizing everything so deeply right now.
Yeah, it's a great perspective. You've heard many on these calls, and I don't think you've heard that one before. So I certainly appreciate hearing not only a great response, but a new one as well. Rabbi Sprung, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your amazing community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. May the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Yeshua Yemen's of Congregation B'nai Israel Oev Tzedek in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.